Colonel Frederick. Good morning, mister. We're a bit late, sir. Could you hurry, please, sir?
The Allies were in trouble, and so was I that summer of 1942 when I arrived in England on what I was sure was a fool's errand. I'd come from Washington to explain the U.S. Army's strong opposition to one of Lord Mountbatten's favorite projects. I'd written the Army's critical report in what I thought was plain English, and I was puzzled and annoyed at being sent 4,000 miles to say it all over again, particularly to Lord Mountbatten himself.
You've never held a field command, have you?
No, sir.
No combat experience?
No, sir.
By virtue of what special knowledge, then, do you so dogmatically damn our plan of action?
You propose, in a period of 4 months, to recruit a unit, half Canadian, half American, and drop them in Norway in the middle of winter. You have a new snow machine. But what kind of officers and men will you recruit, and how will they be trained, organized, and equipped? Your plan doesn't say.
But the most important thing is, once you get them there, how are you going to get them out? There's been no provision made for that.
We're not unaware of the problems, Colonel. Nevertheless, we're going ahead with the project.
If you've already made your decision, what am I doing here?
Thank you, Colonel.
Let's go, Bob.
Gentlemen, I think we've found our commanding officer.
Here's your ticket. He's more likely to throw it right back in your face.
Care to bet?
So you left Washington for this, huh, Colonel?
Well,
don't move, Colonel.
Well, why in the hell did you have to shoot him?
Well, you see, sir, we didn't feel like waiting around to starve to death.
Now, look, Captain. That kind of smart-ass talk don't go good with me at all. You just be careful of that kind of talk.
Colonel Frederick? Major Cliff Bricker, sir. I started to collect snakes. Caught one yesterday. I've got them in my footlocker in my room.
You're interested in herpetology?
Huh?
You like snakes?
Oh, I hate them. Scared to death of them. That's the reason I joined the paratroops. See, I hated to fly. Scared to death of jumping. But after 50 jumps, I just loved it. Danger, Colonel. That's the best tonic there is. That's the reason I put in for special forces.
Major, when you address me, take the cigar out of your mouth. This is my office, Major.
The name of this outfit is the 1st Special Service Force. Where were you when I arrived?
Well, there was nothing to do here, sir, so we decided to go in town and look around.
A blind man could see 1,000 things to do.
Sir, you being in Washington, you haven't been around like me. You see, I've been in 9 different camps. 9. And I've got to tell you this, sir. Never have I seen anything so out of the question hopeless as this joint is. There's absolutely nothing it doesn't need.
Hopeless. That's why we've got it, Major. And that's why I've got you. You've been in and out of 9 different camps because you're the biggest chiseler, hustler, and scrounger in the U.S. Army. In exactly 10 days, our first recruits and volunteers arrive. Whatever they need and whatever this camp needs, you're going to supply. Now, how you do it, I don't care. Just start hustling. Gladwell?
Maybe somebody somewhere has it in for our peerless leader here.
Summer, I worked in a fish cannery. We threw way better material than this.
Come on, you men. Move. Hate to break up the game, fellas. When my country calls.
Cut it off!
What's the trouble, Greaseball?
I told you, don't call me that.
What would you like me to call you? Hotshot hustler, St. Louis sharpshooter, or just point and come.
Watch him. Here he comes.
You heard it. Line up.
What's going on here?
A thing, buddy boy, not a blessed thing.
Pick up that hat and put it on, soldier. And I warn you, don't you give me any trouble. Break it up!
Well, now, what are we doing up there?
I got stomach gas real bad.
I think I can cure that.
Oh!
Thanks for waiting, fellas. Sorry I'm late.
Don't you know how to fall in, soldier? Fill up this spot.
Detail all prisoners accounted for, sir. I regret their behavior, but then that's the nature of the beast.
Beast. That's why they were transported like cattle?
Well, sir, some of those bums are so fouled up, they must have cleaned out every stockade in the country.
If I were you, I'd ship them right back where they came from. What the hell's the army doing?
Just about what I expected. Since you're not me, would you see that they get to camp, please?
Yes, sir. Get them.
Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
We're told that men evolved from lower animals. Apparently, you think it should be the other way around. That's all.
Right. Forward. 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 Hut. Hoop. Creep. Forward. Hut. Hoop. Creep. Forward. Hut. Hoop. Creep. Forward. Hut. Hoop. Creep. Forward. Go there. Go there. Go there. Pat. Left. Hut. Hoop. Creep. Forward.
Soldier, get those dark glasses off. Hut, hoop, creep,
hoop. Where's your gear, fly boy?
It seems I neglected to bring it with me.
Hey, listen to the sugar plum. He neglected to bring it with him.
You look a mite neglected yourself. How come I didn't see you on the train? I'm the inconspicuous type.
Listen to him, ain't you?
Leave him alone, lard ass.
Oh, you're asking for it, Jago. You really are.
Pack off the counter back there and get stuck.
How about it? Got a cure for that, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Double time! Push!
Name of the game, my friend.
Hell, your name, Luckhouse Louie.
Listen, we're not sharks in the game. Luck's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, talking about luck, you know how I got here?
Who cares? A sweet young thing in San Jose says I raped her. Takes all my money, every cent, and blows a whistle on me. They give me 5 years and 11 worth to join this fearless fighting outfit. How's that for luck? Yeah, a great country. Every poor slob can get clipped, whipped, and double-dipped all at the same time.
I'll beat your gums, Dago. Beat them till they bleed.
I'm out $6. Now, come on, deal the cards, damn it.
The only way out of here is over.
By balloon or P-38?
Did you ever hear of Bernheimer's world-renowned circus? What about the Flying Greco brothers? No? Hold still, right?
Well, I'll be damned.
Omar Greco.
They call me Bronk.
All right, Bronk.
Real name's Bronkabilly Guthrie. How many times you made it out?
Oh, about five. Bronk, I got a system, but I need a partner.
Let's hear about your system, partner.
All right. Come on. I'm going to make it this time, Bronk. See my brother, he's fighting.
Anybody question the requisitions?
No, sir. It was a breeze.
We even got a wave on from the guard.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, that's just fine. Great. You guys get them around back fast. Next trip, the toilet bowl.
Big mouth, that did it. Wait a minute, it was all my fault.
Shut up!
On your feet, Dago, you got more coming.
direction. Right! Right, please!
I'm in front. Over the credit company. Oh. Left. Turn.
Major Crown, sir. Canadian Army. Reports for duty.
Glad to have you with us, Crown.
Captain Cardwell, get these men into formation. On the double.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Company formation, on the double.
Company formation, over here and on the double. Let's go.
Come on, move it. On the double.
Set it.
God save the king.
God save us all.
Welcome to the 1st Special Service Force. There's only one really important thing to know and remember about the force. It's the easiest combat unit in the Army to get out of. All you have to do is fail to measure up. You'll be returned immediately to your former unit or predicament. It's entirely up to you. You Canadians, I'm told, are the hand-picked best of the best-trained army in the world. They'll soon find out about that. You Americans, for the most part, have an entirely different reputation. I've been supplied with full details on your military and moral delinquencies. Prison records, how many times you've been drunk, AWOL, or both. I know all about you. And I couldn't care less. I want men that are tough. Love to fight. Fight to win. And would rather die than quit. Now that's asking a lot. But no more than you're capable of if you'll accept the challenge. You'll soon find out about that too. Good luck to you all. Dismiss your men.
Company! The 10 hut! Pull out!
Double big out!
Pull out the Canadians.
Yes, sir!
Canadian Company!
Can you believe that?
Lend me your hat. I may vomit.
Sir.
You, soldier. Where do you think you're going?
Sir, I've got to see the colonel.
If you ever hope to see the outside world again, soldier, get back where you belong.
I don't belong anywhere. I'm AWOL from Camp Gillam. I escaped from the stockade. I didn't arrive on the train. I walked. I want to transfer to this outfit.
Get!
Soldier!
In my office.
Thank you, sir.
Phone his camp. Find out all about him. I'll be in communications. Let me know.
Excuse me, haven't we met before?
Get the hell out of here.
Just that you remind me of a sweet young thing I used to know. I won't tell you again, mate. Even sound like it.
Corporal, sir?
You've got a beautiful group of hand-picked men here.
You really do.
Bugger off.
Where I come from, the only thing we pick by hand is little yellow daffodils.
Where we come from, we pick the rotten apples from the barrel and feed them to the hogs.
Hey, listen, one of them's a frog. Go ahead, say something, froggy.
Merde.
Just exactly what does that mean?
Well, to most people, it's an insult. But to you, I'd say it was a compliment.
Hickok!
Sir! Yes, sir.
Peacock? Peacock?
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Long walk from Camp Killam. You must be more than ordinarily eager to join the 1st Special Service Force.
Any job that's open, sir.
Or get out of any trouble that you happen to be in. You know, the one thing I have excess of here is a troublemaker.
Yes, sir. But if I heard your speech correctly, sir, I think you've got the answer. Incite border warfare, so to speak. Between the Americans and Canadians. I only assumed that was your intention, sir.
What kind of trouble do you make?
I play the piano, sir. When I washed out as a flyer, I was assigned to Captain Quill. He runs the officers' club. I was to clean up during the day, play piano at night. I didn't much fancy sitting out the war playing I'll Never Smile Again. So I asked to be transferred to intelligence.
That should be a perfect spot for you. You're obviously intelligent, receptive,
droid. Thank you, sir.
Calculating. How did Captain Quill fancy you playing around with his girlfriend?
The girl he thought was his girlfriend, sir. I thought otherwise. He won the argument.
So he beat you up?
Not all by himself.
Don't lie to me. I have all the facts. You're charged with striking an officer. Captain Quill asked you to stay away from his girl. You attack him. And his men had to use clubs in order to subdue him.
I'm not crazy enough to strike an officer. Sir, if you send me back, Quill could keep me in prison for the rest of my life.
Yes, I know. But don't calculate that you can con your way in here. Do you read me correctly?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to have bothered you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Ransom, did I give you permission to leave?
No, sir.
What's this?
When you beat somebody up, that's a good way to play safe, isn't it? Tie his hands behind his back.
Breaker!
Yes, sir?
Get this man a uniform.
You've got to be kidding. The uniforms have been ordered, sir, but nobody knows
what. Well, get him something decent to wear. He smells.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Sir, I promise you, you won't be sorry.
What if I am? I promise you, you'll be a lot more sorry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Bastard.
Nothing on your mind, Major?
Yes, sir, there sure is. I tell you, we're making a big mistake going soft on the kind of gorillas we got here.
Did you say gorillas?
Not the Canucks, the Americans.
Finesse, Major, is a term we consider disparaging.
You have a specific complaint, Major?
Yes, sir, I sure as hell do. One of those stupid jerks out there broke into my room and stole my rattlesnake.
Your what?
Rattlesnake. Maybe they don't allow them in Canada.
Oh, yes, but we destroy them. We don't sleep with them.
Oh, he likes a promiscuous rattlesnake. Hey, Captain?
I can assure you, Major, none of my men would steal a rattlesnake or anything else. My men are under strict orders. Anyone discredited in the Canadian uniform is subject to immediate court-martial. And among other restrictions, they're specifically forbidden to fight. I suggest, sir, you consider a similar order.
Do you have a complaint, Major?
Well, I don't mean to belittle the American contingent.
What do you mean?
There have been numerous attempts by your men to provoke my men. And unless they're ordered to stop, there could be serious trouble.
You really think so?
I know so, sir.
We'll have to watch that, won't we?
Yes, sir.
How a friendly little fella like you get the name of Honor?
Henri. French for Henry.
You got yourself a nice little piece, you Henri. You see, them French girls know all kinds of tricks.
Give me that, you espèce de salaud.
Ain't that a pretty language? Sure is marvelous sharing quarters with you Canucks.
Yeah? What's so marvelous about it?
Well, now, let me...
Right. This man is one of the hand-picked best.
Right, Corporal?
Thank God they're our friends.
Can you imagine what would happen if we was fighting against them?
Yeah, we could take Canada in 2 weeks if we wanted it. Right, Manella?
More like 2 days.
It's our fight! Well, just you try it, Manella!
Bonne de putain!
A good thing your wife wasn't under there.
Yeah. Are you listening to me, you dirty mouth buggers? I'm not one to pull rank, but if there's any more of your filthy talk or your foul, rotten tricks, you'll pay for it. Is that clear?
Right. This man is right. Let's cut it out.
Very sorry, Corporal.
Oh, it won't happen again, Corporal.
Very well, then.
We dream, Corporal.
Order! Halt!
We have very little time to determine who is and who is not qualified for the difficult job assigned to this unit. The training continues today with a 30-mile hike. Normally, you would carry a full pack and a rifle. I regret to say that our weapons and much of our equipment have not yet arrived. We shall therefore have to do without them. However, we do have rucksacks, which are loaded with 50 pounds of rocks. Each man, each officer, and each unit will be graded on quality of performance.
Hey, Corporal.
Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Hickok.
Sir.
Stripes are not a license to behave like an ass.
There'll be no more derogatory behavior or insulting remarks to the Yanks. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
There will be no more derogatory insults about the Yanks. Is that clear?
Would ordinary insults be acceptable, sir?
Sir, what am I going to do about my men? They're a bunch of eight balls. Half of them, if they don't belong in jail, should be put in a loony bin.
How many of them keep pet rattlesnakes?
Sir?
How many of them have been in and out of nine different camps? Would you like to try for 10, Major? Very easy.
All right, now look alive. I know this is rod step, but shape up.
I see you circling up there, and I know who you're following, too. 15 miles back.
The contents of this can are not fit for human consumption.
Major Crown?
Sir.
The Canadians seem to be in better condition than I expected.
Well, that's very good of you to say so, sir.
Very good of you to say so, sir. Thank you, sir. Bunch of gung-ho volunteers. They give me the galloping trots.
You
can't. Anybody quits gets his head broke.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing, sir. Double hernia, slight heart attack. Otherwise, he's fine.
Don't be smart, pretty boy. Everybody's fine, sir.
Well, just don't drop out.
Keep up with him. Don't let him win.
Mom, get that bugger!
Oh, yes.
On, boy, run!
Go get him, Omar. Take him, kid.
Well done, lad. Good try.
You all right?
Hey, you! Hey, Rut! That was great work, soldier.
Oh,
silly-ass thing to do. I was just trying to return the favors.
Oh, you mean about getting out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Brock, I've been doing a lot of thinking. You said it yourself, remember, that they always get you. This time they could put me away for the duration. It's just not worth it. You got your knife? I'll give you half of this.
You want it. You keep it. When you get it lighted, I'll tell you what to do with it.
Brock, listen. What if I help you get out?
What good will that do?
Brock, will you take this? I don't even smoke. It's very bad for the wind.
Who is it? Mr. Crown, sir. Come in. Our chemist came up with this, sir. It's the best thing I know for sore feet.
Thank you. I don't need it. Is that all?
You paid our men a compliment today, sir. I'd like to reciprocate. Your men performed better than I expected.
My men?
The Yanks, sir.
Major, please understand, I command the entire brigade, Canadians and Americans.
Yes, sir. What I don't understand is, sir, why are you pitting them against each other?
I have less than 4 months left to convert this misbegotten outfit into the Army's finest combat unit. And I haven't time to explain or justify every move I make.
Yes, sir. But I might point out, sir, that many of my men fought... Many of the Canadian unit fought at Dunkirk.
So?
So it's just possible, sir, you might want to learn a lesson from their combat experience.
Yes, I might. If you'd won at Dunkirk, you lost. I'm training this outfit to win. Good night, Major.
We lost, yes. In a most bloody awful fashion, we lost. But from that loss, I learned a lesson. The danger of assuming the role of Almighty God. When the day of reckoning arrives as mine arrived at Dunkirk, I can assure you, Colonel, it can be a most sorry day indeed.
Sharp enough.
What do you think, Peacock? You ready? Nobody can see your stripes now.
I know you're yellow.
Rubber Peacock?
Sir?
You never looked better, Peacock. All right, that's men on the line.
All right, soldiers, turn enough out of you. Let's go. Move it.
Keep going.
Keep it going.
That's
up. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Move out.
Keep it up.
Captain Cardwell tells me you spoke to him about a man named O'Neill. Is he capable?
He's capable enough to recommend, sir. However, if you question my judgment, you betray him.
Oh, I'm a new man here. I'm not object if I join you. You don't need all that space, do you? Even with that enormous fat behind of yours? God in heaven, man. You're not going to eat that entire nauseating mess. Small wonder you're such a monstrous tub of lard. Is it true that all you Yanks are thieves and murderers? There's one of you, they say, that's worse than all the rest. A villainous clod who never ceases derogatory remarks about the Canadians.
Yes!
Mind the elbow, lad. Would one of you be kind enough to point out the contemptible swine named Rocky Rocky? You've just 2 seconds to make a public apology.
What?
Time's up.
You can't do it, mate. We're under orders. If you disgrace your uniform, we'll be called marshal.
Oh, lad, it's his uniform I propose to disgrace. Now sit down, sit down. The human body has numerous vulnerable points. The elbow, the ribs, the neck. Including solar plexus and many other points. It's true, you're a great, powerful beast. But you'll note how his own size and weight can be used against him. Name? Sergeant Patrick O'Neill. Title? Hand-to-hand combat instructor. Further instruction will commence tomorrow, 0700, on the parade ground. Could you pass the salt, please? Thank you.
You're right, he's capable. I hope, Major, that you won't punish him for disobeying orders.
Well, it's my impression he was following orders, sir. Your orders.
More coffee?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
And twist! Huh?
Right. All right, let's have a go at it.
In a situation like that,
you do this, you see? The collarbones are very easy to break. Now watch. See? You try that. Good.
Ah! No!
Your stance is more like this.
Now, look, Major, this is what I understand, see?
Well, whatever you understand.
You mean you really want me to stick you?
Whatever you want to do, but I wasn't...
I already did it once.
Try that again, Major.
You've got to be... As you can see, Major Crown's an expert, sir. Put your hands up like this.
Move your feet just a little bit the other way.
That's the way. That's the way. All right.
Good work, Greco. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Keep what up?
No, no, no. You clumsy moose.
Listen, you smart dago. You ran into me.
Oh, great, man. Just great.
Well, come on, Canadian.
Well done, Crown. Well done. I can't say the same for your men, Major. What are you going to do about it?
The men are tired, sir. They need a rest.
Well, they can rest after the war is over. Keep after them until they're as good as the Canadians.
All right, men, you want a weekend pass? You work for it.
Let's go back up the hill one more time. Now, let's see if we can do it right. I've never seen anything so lousy in my entire life.
Competition has its use, sir, but doesn't it concern you? The men may hate each other more than they do the enemy.
Major, your concern and mine is to get them ready to meet the enemy.
Get going, American.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sprout Beauty, why don't you sit down and have a drink with some nice, clean-cut American boys?
Where are they? I don't see them.
You know, it's fraternizing with the Canucks. That comes under the heading of treason.
All right, bus cars. Can't fight nature.
Now, just what's that supposed to mean?
Miss Kleinschmidt's a lady. A lady is associated with gentlemen, not baboons.
All right, take it easy, man, Mountain.
Got all night, my friend.
I'm in a hurry. When this bottle is empty, I'm going to break it over his head, and then I'm going to wipe him out.
How come a big man like you thinks so small? Let's wipe out the whole mother-loving bunch.
Now you're talking.
All right,
let's
all
do
right.
it. Come on.
I got digs on Peacock. That pretty Peacock is mine.
Lord, she loused her.
Hey, somebody put a nickel in a jukebox and turn off that dame.
A votre santé. Now you owe me a drink.
Hey, Paris! We better beat it!
Hey, what do you speak, Eskimo?
I said, you owe me a drink.
Well, you get that drink, Eskimo, the minute hell freezes.
Who do you think you are?
All right, all right, let it pass. Now, come on, lads, move down the bar. Give them some room now.
Petticoat
showing. Hey, Millie, who's your girlfriend? Who does what to who?
It's optional, mate.
Oh, shut your big ugly
mouth. Oh, come on, Millie.
Oh, look, now, you put me down.
Oh, don't be so particular.
Can you take a hit, mate?
I could take a dozen chickens like you and eat them alive.
Now, look, friend, we're here for a good time the same as you. Let's not spoil it, eh? Now, what are you going to have to drink?
Bartender.
We'll buy our own drinks. Now, you've got a hell of a nerve barging in here taking our broads. Any of you guys invite him?
No.
It's Dan Canuck.
So you weren't invited. So what do we do about that?
Give me another drink.
Hey! What we do is you clear out or we throw you out. Now, what's it gonna be?
Don't waste your time.
All right. Come on. Find another bar. Finish your drink.
We'll finish your drink. Let's go. You made a wise decision.
Now, wait just a minute. Excuse me, but I'd like to clear up a little misunderstanding. You see, the Canadians would be happy to accommodate you, but they can't because they're under orders and they're not allowed to fight. Am I getting through?
Come on, Richard. They're coming through now, Sharp Face. Come on.
You said nobody invited the Canucks. Well, what burns me, Big Mouth, is just who the hell invited you.
Join the Yanks!
I tried to warn you before.
All right, I'll take care of it. Cardwell, Rose.
Sir?
Line them up.
All right, follow. Let's go.
The lieutenant informs me that 35 lumberjacks and 17 MPs were injured and 6 hospitalized, and that property damage was in excess of $3,000. Now, every man, regardless of uniform, is equally guilty and will be equally punished. Until the damage is settled, every man will have deducted $1 a month from his pay. And from this point on, the entire brigade is restricted to barracks for a period of 8 hours. And any additional singing, drinking, or celebrating will be conducted with proper restraint. That's all.
Dismissed.
Presume to offer you a drink.
Sit down.
Hey, come on, lad. We'll take a snap of you. Send a copy of this to the crowd. The bloody surrender. Come on, big smile. There you are.
You. Just one more. My father always wanted me to graduate from something.
Right, I'll tell you. Ah, that's beautiful.
Gorgeous, Rocky.
Just gorgeous.
You're still a big baboon.
Special Service Force, pass in review.
Number one, Company A, right turn.
Number two, Company, right.
Number three, Company,
first platoon,
right
forward, halt.
Second platoon, forward, halt. First platoon, forward, halt.
Take over.
But I can't believe it, sir. I just don't believe it.
Bob, it's no satisfaction to me, but I knew it. I smelled it. I warned you. I'm very sorry.
That's comforting. Goodbye. Come in. Project's been canceled.
Canceled? Good God, why?
Commando raid on Norway is an entirely English project. We're out of it. Well, we'll be getting orders soon.
What kind of orders, sir?
Disbanding the brigade. The men will be assigned to other units.
Son of a bitch.
Don't tell me I'm nuts. I tell you, I just heard. They're busting up the force.
What did we break our asses for? Why?
Ours is not to reason why.
Oh, damn the reasons. I want more than reasons. I'm going to Washington. Tell the men it's just a routine trip. Give everybody a 10-day Christmas leave.
Is there a chance, sir? Have you got friends up there?
No. But at this point, I don't care about making any more enemies.
We don't need your unit. What we desperately need are replacements for other units. Anyhow, orders have been issued. It's out of my hands.
Gentlemen? Sir, may I have permission to see General Cullen?
Well, George, he doesn't mean to imply he's going over your head.
He's not implying anything. He's saying it. If you got time to waste, go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, George.
Look, Bob, I understand. I sympathize. You keep on this way, you're going to retire, Lieutenant Colonel.
General, I have men who care more about the one strike they've earned than I'd care if you buried me in brass.
Why do I help you? Why do we even bother talking to you? Your funeral, Bob. Enjoy it.
Walter, I want to thank you for your help and your friendship. Colonel Frederick to see General Cullen.
I don't believe you have an appointment, Colonel. May I ask the nature of your business?
Would you tell the General that it's urgent, very urgent?
Well, General Cullen's in a staff meeting. I don't expect him back before 7 at the earliest. Where can we reach you?
Right here.
You're a lucky day, girl. Well, joy to the world.
Well, if any old handsome ransom.
What brings you back so soon?
Well, sir, I found the old homestead intolerably oppressive. Not the heat, the humility.
Well, pull up a bayonet. You sit down.
Home is where the heart is. Also the liver, spleen, and raw intestine.
What you need is a drink.
True.
Come on, Annie up.
We'll dump this one.
Come on, get your money in.
This horse should have his kidneys checked. And why aren't you all partaking the blessings of home and family?
What's to go home to?
I went home. Stupid sisters. That pot-bellied draft dodger she married, when he saw these, you know what he called me? Sucker. I didn't say nothing. I just broke his jaw and walked out. Deal of cards, Hopalong.
Any word from Washington?
Nothing. Not even a peep.
High muckety-muck generals. You know, Jesus Christ was satisfied with just one star. Some of those brainy brass hats got to have four. You know how they get them? By screwing things up. Yeah. All right, cowboy, we're going to play cards or not?
Right, I'm in.
Hand it up.
Come in, boys.
Thank you. My sister's children, their father's off somewhere in the Pacific. Hasn't been home in over a year. I guess the least I can do is make their packages look nice. Do you have a family, Colonel?
Yes.
Not much of a Christmas for you either, is it? General Cullen's office? Oh, General Cullen. Sir, there's a Colonel Frederick here. Been waiting since 3:30. Says it's very urgent. Oh. Oh, I see. And a very Merry Christmas to you, General. General Cullen won't be back to the office. He says he's fully aware of your situation, but there's absolutely nothing he can do. I'm sorry. From General Walter Naylor. He just phoned. Can you read it?
Merry Christmas.
General Mark Clark, General Hunter, Colonel Frederick.
General?
General.
Yeah.
Thank you. General Naylor informs me you need men, sir.
That's right. In Italy, we're facing a solid wall of mountains defended by the best troops in the German army. As you doubtless heard, we're getting nowhere. Have your boys had any mountain training?
I promise you, sir, whatever the job is, we can handle it.
Well, that's quite a promise coming from a man with no combat experience, commanding an outfit that nobody wants.
General Hunter's been making some inquiries. Frankly, he's a little dubious.
One misfit can foul up a whole company, and one fouled up company can ruin a whole attack. A lot of your men are chronic misfits. That's the word I get.
I don't know where the general got his information, sir, but I can guess. Probably from the people who sent us the misfits. As of now, man for man, they're the best combat unit in the world. And that's a fact, sir, not a promise. If you doubt it, let us prove it.
Unfortunately, there's no luxury in war. General Hunter won't agree with me, but this is no time to be conservative. I do need your men, Colonel. When can they be ready?
Right now, sir.
Attention!
At your word, at your word. Sorry to interrupt your religious services, but good news requires a drink, and I detest drinking alone.
Yes! You've heard from the Colonel. We're still alive.
Very much alive.
Oh,
Merry Christmas to him, to us, and to the brigade.
Oh, we're alive, I'm here.
Follow that stream up ahead.
Lower. Sir, we're going to get our ass shot off.
All right, let's head back.
Yes, sir.
You, Colonel, that my first impression of you was a whole lot less than favorable. Now this daredevil flight of yours, I don't want any officer around me who takes unnecessary or unauthorized risks. Is that understood?
Not entirely, sir. It depends on how you define unnecessary.
Oh, well, never mind the definitions. Your outfit is being sent on an ordinary routine patrol. You're given maps and reconnaissance photos, right?
All of which fail to indicate that the entire route is under enemy fire.
Sure, enemy fire. Would you like to be relieved?
No, sir. But I think I've found a safer route.
Show me.
Sir, if we could enter the stream 2 miles above, go below the bridge, around Hill 418, and then enter Santa Elia from the south...
I'd take your men 2 miles through ice-cold water... Arriving, if they arrive, behind the town in a position to be cut off and captured and wiped out. Very good.
Not if they perform as expected, sir.
Now, what do you think Santa Lee is, a Boy Scout camp? It's a key point in the German supply line to the mountains and it's heavily fortified. Here it is.
Yes, sir, you're right.
Now, listen to me. We've got to take Santa Lee sooner or later. But I've got to know what we're up against. Now, frankly... I don't know what to expect from your men. I'm hoping they'll scout the area and bring back a few prisoners.
That's what I want from you now. Is that clear?
Do I gather, sir, you're trying to test us?
You can stop worrying right now, sir. Let me tell you...
No, sir. We understand. You're quite clear, sir.
I'm glad of it. Now, when your outfit comes back from the patrol, you report to me immediately.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
All right.
Well, I must say, sir, you accepted his insult graciously.
Yeah, you get a great idea. He doesn't like it. So you just forget about it, right? Do it by the book.
That's what he thinks. What do you think? He wants prisoners, we give him prisoners.
Why does this guy love war so much?
Why?
He's nuts.
Who ever heard of a colonel on a patrol?
My daddy wants to take care of his little kitty. Right, pretty boy?
Right.
Oh, man. There goes my chance to be a dad.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Keep quiet. Pass it on to the other moron.
Quiet up there.
Nein, danke. Ich hoffe, wir brauchen nicht mehr so lange hier zu bleiben. Ich bin müde. Glaub mir das.
Mein Gott!
A mailman.
Thank you.
Well, she sees then how man Sheila's tank.
Der da, was ist mit dem los?
Kümmer du dich um deine Arbeit. Ich werde mich schon um meine kümmern.
Peacock. You, McDonald, Bronk.
Du bist tot.
Still oder du bist tot.
Still oder du bist tot.
No mistakes. One mistake, we're all dead. You stay here. Drag these bodies, hide them someplace. But you stay here. Let's go.
Thank you.
Once more, how many men? What is your objective?
Rockwell W. Rockman, corporal, serial number 15359.
Once more, how many men? What is your objective?
Rockwell W. Rockman, corporal, serial number 15359.
Another one? Maybe he can be persuaded.
At least he is looking more intelligent than this one.
Rocky lad. What have they done to you?
Ah! Stay down! Steal! Rouse! Rouse! Peacock! Peacock!
Tinta! What is it? Was machst du da? Günther! Mein Gott!
They took it, sir.
Yeah, now what the hell do we do with it?
We keep it.
Der Schüler!
Does this answer your question?
Absolutely everything you did from beginning to end was directly contrary to my orders.
Sir, I recall a lecture, some advice, some criticism of our ability, but I don't recall any orders.
How's your recollection concerning unnecessary risks? Why did you lead that patrol?
If you would recall, sir, I hadn't had any combat experience. I wanted to find out what it was like.
You've never been killed either. You want to find out what that's like? How many men did you lose?
None, sir. 6 wounded, not bad.
There's no doubt, sir, that we were lucky. That it worked out as well as it did.
Yeah, as well as can be expected, sir.
Come over here. How do you have?
Sir, I'd like about 12 cases for the men, if you can spare it.
You're an insolent bastard, aren't you?
You're right, sir. 200 German prisoners will tell you that.
You want a drink or not?
No, thank you, sir.
Dismissed?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you must come right away. It's terribly important. You won't believe what we just found out. It's an emergency, sir.
Emergency.
What kind of an emergency? Makes sense.
The clerk was going over personnel records. There's no denying.
No doubt about it. We got proof.
Proof of what? What are you talking about?
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday!
Getting drunk for a couple of seconds, you're going to hear a few well-chosen pearls of wisdom from that distinguished Irishman and eminent scholar, Major Crown.
Today, I had the pleasure of interrogating some German prisoners, and they said some flattering things about us. Gangsters. Murderers, savages. But the most memorable compliment came from their commanding officer. And he referred to us as the Teufelsbrigade. Members of the Devil's Brigade. Long life to the devil!
How would you like it?
Rare, medium, or well done?
Give me a drink.
You organize this?
Oh, no, sir. That was a popular uprising. You cast your bread upon the waters, and it comes back as a testimony of dinner. But where it comes from, I wouldn't be asking. Oh.
A world of good the way you guys have shaped up. I couldn't have done a better job of that.
Oh. It's fun.
General? What is going on here?
A little celebration, sir. May I offer you a drink?
Certainly.
No, later. Is there someplace we can talk, Colonel? This way, sir.
Mount La Defensa. It's on the road to Rome, flanked all around by mountains. Mount La Defensa is the key point in this entire sector. We've been trying for 3 weeks to take it away from the Germans. We've had total failure. And we've had heavy casualties. But we got to get it.
For good behavior in prison, you're rewarded with time off. In the army, double time. And a swift kick in the rear. Your reward, Colonel, is La Defensa. Study the maps. Send out scouting patrols. Give me a plan of attack.
Well, General, this fellow doesn't send out patrols. He leads them.
Full colonels are not expendable.
Sir, how low in rank does a man have to be before he's expendable?
Good night, Colonel. Enjoy your celebration.
Night, Colonel.
Reconnaissance has shown that the German guns are facing west and south. That's why I propose that we attack from the east. And what I need from you, sir, is an artillery barrage, all you've got, on the forward slopes. It'll give them the idea that we're attacking from here. In the meantime, at 0600, I can be here, and 0900 here. By reaching this point, we'll be above them, holding the high ground. For us, it'll be a downhill fight all the way. If we can drive them beyond these big rocks, they'll have no cover. They'll have to surrender or die.
Sounds good, Colonel, but getting your entire attack force up that cliff in 3 hours, along with weapons, ammunition, food... You must have remarkable faith in your men.
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, faith moves mountains. It doesn't take them.
How would you know until we try?
Overlooking your disrespect, there's no sense trying what can't be done.
I hope the Germans have the same sensible attitude. If in their opinion it can't be done, they won't be expecting us. That'll give us a chance to get from here to here without being discovered. I tell you, that's the only way it can be done. With all respect.
Further comments? You'll get your artillery support, Colonel. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. General?
They're giving us artillery until 0900.
By that time, we have to be on top. Our one and only chance is surprise.
How much of a chance is that?
Ask me tomorrow.
Ask me now. This will be their Dunkirk. We'll whip them this time. There'll be nothing stopping us but a white flag.
You know, I'd settle to be alive tomorrow night. You wonder how many of those
20
guys...
minutes. Pass the word. 20 minutes.
Quite a load, soldier. Good luck, son. Double check all weapons, Captain.
Hey, Ori.
Send my love to your wife. If you don't make it out of here, I'll give it to her myself in person. Well, I didn't mean it. You know me better than that.
I know you.
You all packed up? How is everybody? In good shape?
Right.
Why don't you leave something for the mules?
I will, sir.
You sure everyone has a sweater on underneath? It's going to be cold.
Sweater? Yes, sir. I'll check them out.
You okay?
Well, as could be expected, sir.
Need anything?
Yes, sir. An honorable discharge.
Stick around. You get one. You deserve it. Sergeant Peacock.
Sir.
How are you, ma'am?
The best, sir.
Take care.
Will do, sir.
How about that?
Well,
sir.
What's eating him?
Have you never heard a man say goodbye?
The beef. It's only a mile high. Panzerfäuste, Zwölfluts und Landminen, Ersatzteile für Maschinengewehre und Schwermunition. Das ist alles, danke. Und Zigaretten, amerikanische.
Guten Morgen.
Morgen.
Hast du etwas gesehen?
Nein, alles ist ruhig.
Rico, Guthrie, Gatling, Smith. 3 hours of artillery. 3 hours only. Let's go.
This is as far as we can go.
Overhang?
Yeah.
Give me your grappling hook.
No, no, Bronk. This is my part of the act, right? One guard on this side. Move! Get the rope super fast!
Secure the ropes. Let's get moving fast.
Down.
They're over the ridge, sir. Stay low. Fix your gear.
Well,
sehen Sie etwas?
Nein, nichts.
Geben Sie mir das Glas. Wir formidieren uns, aber Sie greifen nicht an. Eröffnen Sie Feuer.
Batterien, fertig!
Such das
Geschütz!
Auf Feuer!
God, we made it.
Not yet. Keep the fire up.
Damn right. We'll keep it up. Thank you.
worry. I fix you good. Don't worry, bad boy.
I give my life to you, I...
Mon Dieu, y a pitié de lui.
Cover me, Colonel!
There you are, my friend. Pain will be gone in 1 minute.
Be right back.
How about the bullet?
Well, we have no doctor here. But we get him down the hill as soon as we can.
How soon?
When we have men to carry him. If he's still alive.
Tony, I need a big crowd. Help carry a wounded man.
Take your pick.
You, get up. You speak English?
I'm not on
it. Never mind. It don't matter. Come on. Pick him up. Up. Easy. Okay, over there.
Put me down. Water.
Don't be stupid. You got a belly wound. You get no water, so just go to sleep. No.
Keep them covered.
Let's go. Let's go. Get going.
Major, this is your white flag.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed.
I'm ready to discuss surrender under the following conditions.
You'll discuss nothing. You'll keep your mouth shut and listen while I tell you the conditions.
Keep me covered. Watch them. Come on out of there. Come on.
Miss Jason.
Come on. Move. Move.
He's dead, sir. Come on. There may be a counterattack. We've got to be ready.
See that we are.
How about reporting to General Hunter? Shall I do that?
No, I will. Take care of him.
Come on out of there. Come on.
Keep him covered.
Hands over your head.
Watch him.
Mark Snell. Snell.
Keep moving.
Keep going. Come on. Close
Mark
it up.
Snell.
Close
Mark
it up.
Snell.
Hands over your head. Hand a hawk. Snell. Keep your hands up. Mark Snell.
Mark Snell. Mark Snell.
We didn't surprise them as completely as I'd hoped.
Let's move it.
Our losses were more than I made allowance for, including my top-ranking Canadian. Fine officer. I'll miss him. We're getting some artillery fire. If there's a counterattack, we'll be ready. We're prepared to hold until relieved. That's all from here, sir. Over.
Well, that's not all from here. We tried for 3 weeks to take that mountain, and you took it in 3 hours. And I want to tell you that it's absolutely fantastic, and it's magnificent. I'm going to recommend the entire unit for a citation. And I just want to say to you, Colonel, I couldn't be more delighted that I was absolutely wrong and you were 100% right. I'm pretty happy. I want you to give my personal congratulations to every officer and man of the brigade. Because they've unlocked the whole front, they've got us moving again.
Say you find out what something is worth when you pay for it. Well, our defense was ours now. Not much of a mountain, really. But I never knew that a mountain could be so tall, or plain rock cost so much. We'd won a battle, but the war went on. Beyond La Defensa lay more peaks, more Germans, more bloody fights. Mount Ramitana,
Samucro, Varicoso, Anzio, finally Rome. And as the men fought, their legend grew. In all its history, the force never retreated, never surrendered an inch of ground. But the price was high. The American misfits and the proud Canadians lay dead in 100 fields and crossroads. Together they had built a myth. Too many died to keep it true.